Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. I'm Brian Freeman, Associate Athletic Director for Strategic Communications, and I am joined for this week's episode by Kelly Hartman, a sophomore member of the Jaguar volleyball team. Kelly, appreciate your taking the time to join us this week. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So we're here, and you guys are about a month into your season, and in the last 2 weeks, you guys have beaten Clemson. Beating Ole Miss on the road. Talk about coming off of that kind of success, the excitement level you guys have, and maybe a growing confidence as you head into Sun Belt Conference play shortly.
Yeah, I mean, it's super exciting. We set a bunch of goals before the season even started, and we our coaches made this schedule so that we could play tough teams. We could play them on the road. We can play them at home. And it's really exciting that this year we have been able to finally go to schools and beat them, especially these top 100 schools, where in the past we haven't been able to do that with confidence. So it's very exciting to come off of that preseason into our conference play here.
So you just said that Coach Hendrahoski and the staff have put together a tough non-conference schedule. You guys also, you played Alabama at the home tournament here Labor Day weekend. You played at Auburn. Ended up with two at Tulane, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But what did you guys do to prepare knowing that the non-conference schedule is kind of being ratcheted up a little bit? Did you do anything different than what you remember doing last year at the start of the year going into the opening weekends and tournament play?
Yeah, I think a lot of that has to do with our mental game. Our mental game has changed a lot, and especially in the sport of volleyball, it's super important. We have kind of changed our mindset and come into the gym. We try to come into the gym before every game with the mindset that we don't care who's across the net. We're going to beat you anyways. Doesn't matter what the name is in your shirt or whatever. And I think that's really helped us out in this preseason so far.
What kind of expectations did you have the first part of August, knowing that, man, we got some tough matches ahead of us in the opening month of the season?
We talk about expectations before every weekend, and a lot of times our expectations were to come out 3-0. It's a new year. We have high expectations, so I think within every weekend those expectations kind of change a little bit, but overall it's to come out with wins. Amy scheduled a hard preseason for us, but it's challenging and we expect to win.
So the schedule that you've played isn't the schedule that was originally built and announced over the summer. You're supposed to play in a tournament at Houston Baptist opening weekend, and due to Hurricane Harvey, you end up playing two matches in a day at Tulane. Different level of competition at those two things. Last weekend, you're supposed to go to Miami, playing a tournament hosted by FIU, have Hurricane Irma, and now you end up in Oxford and playing Ole Miss twice in 2 days. How hard has it been to make these adjustments really at the last minute and on the fly compared to what you thought you had when you were going through preparations and preseason camp in August?
Yeah, it's been quite a preseason, but our coaching staff has really prepared us well to kind of be ready for these obstacles and to something, a theme that's been we've been kind of battling with this preseason is be comfortable in the uncomfortable. So no matter kind of what is thrown at us, we have to just deal with it because we know, especially in the upcoming conference play, we're going to battle things that aren't necessarily going to go our way. I think our team has done a really, really great job of handling these kind of crazy events with the hurricanes. But yeah, we have really made the best of what we've been given.
So if you would explain to listeners, how do you guys normally prepare for a weekend of play. So, you know, last weekend you think you're going to FIU and you're going to play FIU in Miami, and I think Savannah State was the other team on the schedule. How do you scout other teams? What other preparation goes in before you leave for that tournament?
Yeah, so with the tournaments that got canceled, we kind of had to – it was up in the air for a while. It wasn't until the last minute that we figured out who we were playing, where we were playing. And so for a lot of it, we had to just really focus on ourselves, and we watched a lot of film on ourselves. And like I said earlier, we didn't really care who was on the other side of the net, so really whoever we were playing, it was – you know, we were going to have somewhat the same game plan for our team. We wanted to play our game and stick to how we play.
Do you think it was maybe easier, better for you guys to go in the Tulane's gym or to go in the Ole Miss and not have had time to watch film or anything on them and just say, we're going to play, rather than have studied everything and breakdowns? And easier, harder? How was it going in on short notice to play those tough teams?
I mean, so in conference, we play a lot of times back-to-back on Friday night and then Saturday night, and so we don't have a whole lot of time to watch film on these teams. So, yeah, I think it was sort of helpful to play them on short notice, where we only have maybe a day or 2 days to watch film. Coach Amy says it all the time, that things happen for a reason, and we've kind of seen how this preseason has unfolded into be a, you know, true testament to that statement.
Visiting with sophomore middle blocker Kelly Hartman from the Jaguar volleyball team this week on Inside Jag Nation. As you look at everything you've been through, how would you say it has helped you prepare for the opening of Sunbelt Conference play, which starts Friday night? You guys have the Texas swing this weekend. How's this preseason or this non-conference schedule helped you get ready to have success in the coming months?
Yes, we've played a lot of challenging teams this preseason, which is going to be super helpful for us in the upcoming months. I think also overcoming all the adversity that we had to, it's been really challenging, but it's going to pay off, I think, when we start our conference play here. And the travel has been kind of crazy, too, with having to drive 10 hours to Houston and turn around and come right home. So we've had to overcome a lot, but I really think it's going to pay off when we start traveling a lot here in conference.
And that this weekend, it's at Texas State Friday at 6:30, at Texas Arlington Saturday at 6:30. First two Sunbelt Conference matches for South Alabama volleyball. Last year as a true freshman, 167 kills, had a .221 attack percentage, 59 blocks. This year, in 10 matches, 83 kills, .257 hitting percentage, and 56 blocks. Numbers are up. How has that performance compared to what you thought you would do coming into the year? Whatever your expectations were in August when camp started, how do your statistics so far compare to those?
Yeah, so I think I knew coming into this season that I was going to have to be a go-to player, which I was really excited about, to have this kind of new role within the team, whereas last year I was a freshman and the kind of pressure was on the upperclassmen, whereas now I am a pretty big part of the team. So I think that statistically I'm where I want to be for my team, and individually as I set goals for myself.
You know, what do you think has been the biggest part of that improvement? Because, okay, the kills can go up, but the hitting percentage is better, so you're being more effective. You know, the blocks are already there, so there are actually more of them on a per-set basis. What has led to that improvement?
So we have two new coaches on our coaching staff this year, and our defense coach Anthony has changed a lot of our defense, and I think that is a huge part of my success with the blocking especially. So we just put in a whole lot of time changing our defense system, and I think that is a huge reason for my success this year.
Now, you just said that, okay, you knew you were going to play a bigger role on this year's team. What were your expectations last fall when you came to campus as a freshman? What did you think what you were in for?
You know, I really wasn't totally sure. Freshman year is kind of a whirlwind for, you know, a whole lot of reasons. But starting out, I mean, I played my first game at the Samford tournament, and it was just really overwhelming. But as, you know, the season kind of went on, I realized what my role was for the team. And it was super helpful just to have upperclassmen, you know, take me under their wing and kind of show me how the program was run and how the team, you know, was run. I think just throughout the season, I kind of felt around and found my spot.
Was there a point in preseason practice where you said to yourself, I'm going to play, and what do I need to do to prepare for that? Or did you kind of feel it out throughout the course of the year saying, like, oh, okay, I'm in today, and, you know, that way maybe less mental preparation and just go with the flow?
Yeah, so I've always wanted to be a big contributor, whether it was a freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. And so I think I was always ready to play. So when I was put in, it wasn't a huge shock to me. I wanted to – that was always kind of one of my goals, was to play and to contribute. And so with, you know, the help of my team and my coaches, I felt really prepared when I was called to play.
When you – look back at your freshman year, whether you say this is in December after the season's over before finals, or when you came back in the spring before the spring season started, what did you think you did best as a freshman, and what area did you look at and say, man, I've got to get better at that?
I definitely had to get better at consistency. As a freshman, I was kind of all over the place at times, where I would, you know, have a good game or have a good set, and then the next set I would just kind of fall down. So I definitely tried to work on that throughout the spring season as we played more matches and this preseason. And as I focus on it, I really think that I have improved that for as far as this season has come.
I think it's admirable you're glossing over trying to say you did something well, but was there an aspect of your game that you looked at and said, okay, you know, not bad for being a true freshman?
Yeah, I think as a freshman, I was really available, and even though I didn't have real clean footwork and stuff, I was always kind of an option there. I've always been a very vocal player, so just being an option as an offensive threat was one of my strengths, I think, freshman year.
The guest this week on Inside Jag Nation is Kelly Hartman, sophomore from the Jaguar volleyball team. You're from Woodstock, Georgia, and at Sequoia High School, you lettered 4 years in both volleyball and basketball. Not just lettered. I mean, there were a lot of honors in both sports, and your teams did well in both sports. So when you went through the recruiting process, at what point did you figure out that you would rather play volleyball than basketball at the collegiate level?
Yeah, that was quite a time in my life. It was very stressful because for a very long time I didn't know if I wanted to play volleyball or basketball. It was very last minute. My parents would question me every day, Kel, you got to decide. But I just couldn't do it because basketball has been a part of my life since, I don't know, first grade. And so just the thought of like having to let it go was really hard for me. But once I decided that, yes, I want to play volleyball, and I found South Alabama, I really have no regrets of choosing volleyball.
What ultimately swayed that decision? I mean, obviously it was tough, so there are reasons you would have wanted to have played both. Why did volleyball win out in the end?
You know, it was, like I said, a super long process of weighing the pros and cons of both basketball and volleyball. A lot of time praying about it, and I think eventually it just kind of came down to what I was looking for in a college experience. Obviously, the seasons are very different. The athletic requirements are very different for both of them. And so, yeah, I think just looking at it, pros and cons, and praying about it was how I decided.
Do you ever have a little voice in the back of your head that said, maybe school will let me do both? Or was that, like, off the table because of the time commitment that it would require?
I did think about that for a little bit, but I did realize that if I wanted to play both, I would have to go to a smaller school, and that wasn't really something that I wanted to do. I wanted to play at a Division I school, and I wasn't totally confident that I would be able to play both of those at a larger Division I school. So,
now, also on the Jaguar volleyball roster this season and last is Lauren Hartman. She happens to be your twin sister. How much did potentially playing together come into the recruiting process? Did you guys know that all along that's what you wanted? Did it depend on the schools you were hearing from? Talk about how that affected ending up here.
Yeah, so Lauren kind of went through the same thing I did. She was trying to decide between basketball and volleyball. She chose a lot earlier that she wanted to play volleyball in college. She knew that's kind of what she wanted to do. And so we had to look at different schools. We looked at some of the same schools. She looked for volleyball. I looked for basketball and volleyball. And so kind of towards the end, I was between South Alabama and Wofford College. And she was set that she wanted to come to South Alabama. And so when deciding, you know, what I wanted to go to, it was very appealing that Lauren was going to come here. And so, yeah, towards the end, my mom made us write a pro and con sheet after every visit because we visited quite a few schools. And so when we both came here, we didn't have any cons. And so that kind of, it stuck out that it was all pros here and Lauren was coming. So it just kind of pointed to this direction.
You two aren't the only ladies in the family playing sports at a high level. Your older sister Maggie was a basketball player at Harvard for 3 years. What kind of influence did she have on you playing sports growing up and leading down this path that you followed?
Yeah, so Maggie has been a great part of Lauren and I's both lives with sports. We played basketball and volleyball with her for our freshman year in high school. She was a senior, so really, our whole lives, it's been super competitive. This field of sports has been super competitive. And so our freshman year, we just got like this, she took us in, but she also pushed us to be super great because she knew our abilities and how well we could go with both these sports. Yeah, so she's always been, you know, our biggest fan. Like, once she graduated, we got to watch her play in college, which was very cool, and I think that kind of sparked a desire for both of us to want to play in college and to further our athletic careers. And then ever since we've gotten in college, she's, you know, been our biggest fan. She watches a lot of our games online. She hasn't been able to come to any of them yet, but she watched a lot of them online, so it's really cool.
Did you and Lauren turn to her during the recruiting process for advice, or did you just remember what you saw when you were freshman in high school and say, okay, I've seen what I need to see, and I know what I've learned what I need to, and we're going to do this on our own?
Yeah, we definitely turned to her. I mean, she wasn't home because she was in college as we were going through it, but we talked to her, we called her a lot because she went through the same process. And, you know, her biggest advice the whole time was pray about it, pray about it, pray about it, because, I mean, you can't get through it without that. But, yeah, she had a lot of great advice for us, and she really did help us to find out our college.
Now, you already told us that you started playing basketball in first grade. When did you start playing volleyball, and was the why following her? Did you have your own interest in getting involved? You know, talk about starting competing in sports when you were a little kid.
Yeah, so I didn't start playing volleyball. I played volleyball my freshman year in high school just for the high school team, but I didn't start playing for a real competitive club until my sophomore year in high school. But yeah, growing up, like, we played a whole lot of sports, not just basketball and volleyball. We played, you know, softball, soccer, name and all. But yeah, so starting volleyball later than a lot of my teammates was kind of weird, but it was kind of refreshing because, you know, a lot of people get burnt out when they start playing kindergarten, which I was kind of glad I didn't start playing volleyball as early as some people did because, like I said, they'll get burnt out. But yeah, I'm super glad that I found volleyball. And we actually started playing volleyball because Maggie played in high school. She never played for a competitive club, but she played in high school. And it was interesting because our cool older sister was playing high school volleyball. So yeah, she led us to volleyball.
So you're not even really through the halfway point of your sophomore season. And as you look at the big picture, you got full Sun Belt schedule and success hopefully this fall, but then two more years beyond. And have you thought about kind of what you hope your impact is on South Alabama volleyball by the time you walk out of here when your collegiate career is over? What you hope that, where you hope the program is?
Yeah, I have thought about that a little bit. This program has obviously changed a whole lot within the time Coach Amy has been here, and I just hope to see it continue to change. You know, our goal has been to win a Sun Belt Conference Championship, and that is going to be my goal until I leave. I want to win three of them if I can, but that really starts with this season, and I think that not looking too far ahead, but just taking every practice, you know, for what it is and just really working every single day, because we talk a lot about process over result. So the result obviously would be the championship, but the process to get there is going to be a little bit maybe different than we would imagine. So yeah, I really think that the idea of focusing on the process is going to get me and my team to where we want to be.
Yeah, again, you're, as a sophomore, maybe a little early, but obviously both volleyball and basketball offer professional opportunities more often than not overseas, particularly volleyball. Michelle Daniel graduated and went over and played in Europe last year. Is that something on the back of your mind, or are you just so far from your senior year that you're like, I'll worry about that down the road?
Yeah, you know, I mean, coming into college, I didn't really think about it. I mean, you think professional sports is so far away, but when Michelle decided to go play a season of professional volleyball, I'm like, you know, this could be something that I would want to do. But I really do think that it is a long way away. It would be a super cool opportunity, I think, maybe for a year or two, maybe even longer than that. But I think I'm going to have to revisit that thought in a couple of years.
We were talking before recording, and you mentioned that you changed your major. You're now on a path following strategic communications. What led you to make that change, and what do you hope to do for a professional career once you're done competing in sports?
Yeah, so I changed my major to strategic communication. I have talked to a lot of people, and I've realized that this is something that is going to open a lot of opportunities for the field that I want to go into. I'm not really set on one thing right now, but I know that this is communicating with people and interacting with people is something that I really enjoy, and so this is going to be is going to let me have the opportunity to do this in kind of whatever field that I am going to want to pursue after college.
You were in Woodstock, went to high school and all that growing up. Now you're in Mobile, kind of the same region. When it comes time to enter the professional workforce, you want to stay in the Southeast because it's kind of what you know. Is there another area of the country you might want to find work in because you just want to do something different? Or, you know, what are your thoughts on where you want to end up down the road?
You know, it's a good question. I'm not really sure what the answer is right now. I really do like the Atlanta area, but it is getting very highly populated, so that might be a concern later on. But, yeah, I like the Atlanta area. I was born in Illinois, and I have go back there a lot, and I enjoy that area of Chicago suburbs. But, yeah, I'm not super sure. I think wherever I have an opportunity to get a job that I would enjoy would be kind of where I'm looking.
The guest this week on Inside JAG Nation has been Kelly Hartman from the South Alabama volleyball team. Jaguars open up Sun Belt Conference play at Texas State Friday at 6:30, and follow at Texas Arlington Saturday at 6:30. Be home next weekend for the first time in a long time, so fans can put that on their calendar. Appreciate the time, but before we let you go, gonna ask some questions about what you like off the court, and essentially just looking for you to treat it like a kill, put it down as quick as you can. And first thing is you know, practice, travel, classes, study hall, there's not a lot of free time in your life. When you have a moment to yourself, what's your favorite thing to do?
I am very involved with the Catholic Student Center here at South Alabama, so I try to spend a lot of my free time there just with the community. It's a great community over there, and it's a great way to spend my free time, I found.
What's the best athletic event that you've ever attended as a fan?
Oh, gosh. So I'm not a huge, I don't follow a lot of sports. It's weird because people ask my family this all the time, you know, what, you know, who do you follow or whatever. But my, you know, we've just never been a family that follows sports because I guess we've, you know, had so much time consumed in our sports. But I've been to a lot of Atlanta Braves games, which are super fun. They just got a new stadium, so I went over the summer with some friends, and that was really cool to see the whole stadium. Yeah.
There's one athletic event that you want to go to, but you've never been. What would it be?
I would love to go to a volleyball national championship. I mean, just the atmosphere that I see on the TV is just unbelievable. And the level of volleyball that people compete at for a national championship is very cool.
You have to pick one spot to go on your dream vacation. Where are you going?
I want to go to Rome, Italy. Go to Vatican City.
What's your favorite movie?
She's the Man.
Favorite book?
I Believe in Love.
Favorite musical artist?
I listen to a wide variety, so I don't know if I could pick just one.
Fair enough. And down the road, when a Hollywood producer decides he wants to make a movie about the story of Kelly Hartman, what actress will play the lead role of you?
Oh, boy, what a good question. Let's see.
I think I just appreciate that you didn't fall back on an obvious, like, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen thing to take care of them. You can have an individual actress. She can play both. It doesn't have to be them.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Mary-Kate and Ashley sounds good.
The guest this week on Inside Jag Nation has been Kelly Hartman from Jaguar Volleyball. We appreciate the time. Thanks so much, and good luck the rest of the season.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags! Wow!